A few years after the end of the war, Dresden painter Hans Grundig painted this work, To the Victims of Fascism. Grundig brings us face to face with two emaciated corpses. With its blood-stained head wound, the body in front is dressed in the stripped clothes worn by Nazi concentration camp inmates. His number is sewn onto his trousers. Two triangular badges are set above the number, yellow over red. Such badges were used to identify inmates in the camps. Jews had to wear a yellow triangle, and political prisoners wore a red triangle. Hans Grundig, a convinced and active communist, was held in the Sachsenhausen concentration camp for 5 years. He experienced hunger and maltreatment at first hand and saw how his fellow inmates died. Yet according to Grundig, this work is not supposed to be a direct portrayal of events, but a symbolic image. The crows, which flew over the camp every morning and evening, seem to be harbingers of death, while the fiery red tones of the sky rise up, a piercing lament in the face of cold brutality. In honour of the victims, Grundig covered the yard of the camp with gold leaf, a material with sacred associations. In a letter in 1947, he wrote,
"I wanted to wrap this wrecked yet wonderful humanity in what is most precious to us human beings. I thought I should let them lie on pure gold, and so I did."
At the base of the picture, Grundig added the names of three friends in the communist resistance. The artist Helen Ernst was interned in the Ravensbrück concentration camp and died in 1948 as a result of her imprisonment. The worker Christel Beham was held in the Buchenwald concentration camp for years. After an act of sabotage, he was executed by the SS just a few weeks before the end of the war. The artist Fritz Schulze was accused of treason and executed in Berlin-Plötzensee prison in 1942.